Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Optimum particles.
Hello and welcome to Chris Fowley.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, good, how are you?
Very well, very well. Lovely day out there, actually.
Lovely
in between
day.
The hail. The hail and the storms, but actually sunshine too. Beautiful. Hope everyone's enjoying
it out
there.
You've got your Lizzo merch on from the show last night.
Oh, loved it. Loved it. Had a great time and
fantastic.
A good messages of, you know, positive, you know, self-love and mental health and that.
There
I thought
go.
It was
fantastic.
Really great.
There you go.
And you've got some quite fun stories lined up for us today.
That's right. Well, leading the news here on the Marijuana Media, and this, of course, is what you tune in for, and science has finally delivered, and it's, I think we're right on the right time, so you need to prepare. It's 4:20, or just about, thereabouts, give or take a minute.
Close enough.
So get ready, because science has finally revealed how to roll the perfect joint.
What?
Oh boy, this is actually a Scientific American, so there you go. Oh,
this is real hard shit.
It's real stuff.
This is from the Science Mag.
The Science Mag.
The Science Mag, it's in the name. So this was actually some, these people, researchers in Canada, this was actually presented to the Canadian Chemistry Conference and Exhibition in Vancouver, so with the caveat, it's unpublished and unpeer-reviewed. We do need to do some peer-reviewing.
Okay.
And viewers, listeners, you can join us in the peer reviewing, of course. send us your results. Mm. So they used a smoking machine to test the intensity of the marijuana rolled into joints, and this showed how much THC or CBD actually gets from that reefer jazz cigarette into your lungs, and it depends on what they call the joint architecture, which I thought was a great term. I'd been wondering what that was.
Architecture.
It feels like something you could study at
uni.
Well,
it's just so classy.
Yeah, well, we're very classy around here. So this was a psilocybin and cannabis research facility in Vancouver called Delic Labs, and which that in itself is pretty cool. So they got some THC and CBD dominant strains. They ground them up into 1 mil, 3 mil, and 5 mil particle size. I hope you're listening, everyone there. 1, 3, and 5 mil particle size. They then made joints, 0.5 gram of each sample, using standard pre-rolled cones. They connected these joints to a smoke cycle simulator. They then used analytical chemistry techniques to measure the aerosol levels from the puffs, taking at the beginning, middle, and end of each joint. Right. So, and this shows how you can roll a joint that is more potent or lasts longer.
Ooh.
Right.
Wait, is it like one or the other more potent
it is.
Or last
turns
longer?
Out it's one or the other.
Huh. Have they got little plot points on a graph, have they?
Oh, bound to. Well, okay. Unpublished. Oh, we're going to need to create this graph, I think. We're going to need everyone's help. The 1 mil particle size delivered the most cannabinoid per puff. The 5 mil particle size was less intense, but led to longer lasting joints.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, anecdotally, that sounds about right. It's certainly my experience. Smaller chunks exposed a greater surface area to the flame more quickly, providing a faster and more efficient burn. But regardless of the particle size, the highest concentration of cannabinoids per puff came at the end of the joint, your roachy end.
Oh, yeah.
But as we all know, the roachy end doesn't taste too good because the terpenes, the chemicals in cannabis that contribute to the flavour but not the active drug, they came at the beginning of the joint. So you joint, you get the best flavour at the beginning and the strongest concentration of cannabinoids at the end.
So
there you go. And 1 mil particle size.
In layman's terms, what kind of things could our listeners be doing to start rolling more perfect joints?
Okay, so firstly, I'm glad you asked. start with really good cannabis. That's a good start, you know. If you're putting crap in there, that's what you're going to kind of end up with.
Yeah.
So have some good cannabis. It's good if it's organic. If you can't manage that, make sure it's properly flushed.
Yeah.
You know, avoid all those chemically crap. And you'll see that in the ash. Once the joint is burning, if it's kind of black or you get some ash in your fingers and it feels a bit gritty, or if the smoke's not like kind of whitish blue, if it's got a bit more dark in it, these are all bad signs.
Okay.
Pissing and popping in the burn. That's kind of after you've burnt it. So beforehand, try and be organic. Learning to roll is a good start.
That is a good start.
To having a good joint. You can get rollers. We sell them at the shop. You can get cones. Got some here. Got some of these latest ones.
Oh, what?
The rosé cones.
Straight from the shop.
And in fact, we'll have a little prize, eh? I did bring all these things in, so I could even demonstrate with my legally
Please
prescribed
do.
Cannabis here. So we have these cones that are pre-shaped in the cone shape, and they're even pink.
Oh, my God.
The latest thing. The pink
First
cones.
Of all, these
pink
are just
cones are the latest thing. And
the
that,
most
that's...
darling cones I've ever seen in my life. There I did go. Drop one, sorry.
Oh no!
But
it's supposed
beautiful.
To be someone's prize.
Oh, no. So
we won't reveal they're on the floor now. But yeah. And then you have some papers and a little dube tube and a grinder, and together with all those bits
so
and bobs, you can roll the best joint.
So all you need is the weed.
With those cone ones here, you grind it up first.
Yeah.
And I do recommend listening to the two-piece grinders generally. A lot of people go for these four-piece thinking, oh, it's got that extra level. The extra level doesn't invent anything that isn't there.
You're right.
So, you know, you may as well just go with a two-piece and keep it all. But the thing with the two-piece, because it doesn't have the holes, and people, if you don't know what a grinder is, it's what you use to mull up your herb, and it's a little round thing with little teeth in it. You squash your butt in it, and here's my little Kikuyu Peak.
Here we go.
My little
Legally
Kikuyu Peak legal weed. We can roll a legal
weed.
Joint here in the yep. BFM studio. So we just break that up just slightly.
It's medicine.
Put it in the grinder there.
Yeah.
Get your little paper. I'm going to do it with these raw papers, because that'll...
Okay.
That'll be better than, I think, filling the cone. So whoever wins this prize, you're minus one paper and a filter out of the pack. Sorry.
Sorry.
But,
which has been used by Chris Valley for very good reasons.
Exactly,
reason. So,
yeah. So rejoice
there
in
you
that.
Go.
So you get your little bit of filter cardboard, and you can get these pre-rolled, but I reckon this is the other step to a good joint. The filter
the
at the end provides you with a bit of structure to it,
yeah.
The architecture.
That architecture.
Keeps that airflow open instead of being all clogged up. Oh. Better hygiene.
Mm.
Lets you smoke it down to the end, because that's where the good cannabinoids are, right? So otherwise you've got this horrible roachy thing and people, it's all getting salivary. The little filter here solves all those problems.
And a little M?
So you get your little paper, you put your filter down at one end. The key though, people...
We're doing this live in
the
studio.
So you do your grind. Little sound,
you
know,
can hear that?
Oh, yep.
Hold on.
That's the sound
and
of...
the 1 mil, so you want to go a bit finer. And this is also why I recommend the two-piece grinders, because you can go as fine as you want, whereas the multi-level, they will fall through as soon as you've reached the size of the hole. So I've done that a few extra twists, and see how it's a bit finer.
Oh, yeah, look
And that's
that.
Also what you would want to do... See, a four-piece one, that'd be bigger chunks. You'd probably have a 3 mil. But probably in the middle, the 3 mil, that would be the best of both worlds, or perhaps
Honestly, on the subject of grinders, I've always... I honestly fall guilty into the trap of being like, oh yeah, the four-piece grinder has more to it, so it has to be. It has to be fancier, but that looks beautiful.
Well, that's right. They have their merits too. They do have their merits. But if you want to control the grind size, and I'm talking like that because I've got a filter in my mouth, which is how I roll. So also when you're vaping, you want it a bit finer like this too.
Yeah.
You know, to maximise that surface area and get all those cannabinoids actually released in your vape. So the key here... Don't rush into the roll. You've got to just shape it just nicely. Just shape it nicely in the paper and get it into that cone shape before you even start.
Beautiful.
And then you're barely touching it. A lot of people wrestle with their joints and sort of twisting them and massaging them, and they're squashing the herb so it won't kind of burn right and getting it into kind of funny shapes. And again, that's what the filter lets you do. You just put that in the end there, and then you can basically roll on the filter, and you're barely touching the herb.
So you're just kind of rolling on the filter with the
And
paper,
you're just
not
using your other hand to help it.
Much.
Yeah, just to help it a little bit. Well, I can't say this is my best one, but...
But that is a beautiful...
You're going to get the idea.
...looking joint. Chris?
You're going to get the idea. See, that's pretty close to that cone that was in that packet there.
Yeah.
There you go, and you just put that little... Ideally, you roll the filter a little bit out at the end, and then you can shove it in and it compacts that end of it. And then a little bit of tamping, and away we go. And the next time I'm feeling the need to medicate, I can have this pre-rolled joint.
You're all sorted. And so let's run through what's in this prize pack real quick.
Okay, so we've got some raw papers and filters, a hemp store grinder, a dube tube to put it in, the rosé pink cones.
Which are so cute.
Oh,
look
at nice that. Little joint. That'll even go in the dube tube.
The dube tube.
There we go. That keeps that all nice for when it's needed.
Amazing.
Nice and
airtight.
Oh. Scrape up that little. Don't That's leave right. those crumbs.
Don't
there.
Leave your medicine here, please.
Don't leave the crumbs there. Yeah, yeah.
So, if you were keen on that prize pack from the hemp store, what do you reckon, Chris? Name, B card number. marijuana media.
What is the optimum particle size?
Oh, there we go. We said it just before.
Who listens?
Yes, Chris. Name B card number, optimal particle size for your grounds into 5395, and you might get to win this sweet little prize pack.
Anyway, let's get back to what
we're distracted by joint rolling, but as much fun as that is.
I was honestly almost going into a trance, Chris.
Yeah,
it was mesmerizing.
So was I.
But quickly we've got it's just muscle memory at this point.
That's right. It's High and Dry July as well, by the way, and I've managed it so far. I have been, like I said at the beginning of the month, I've been high every day, glad to say, and dry every day. And the high bit's been easy. I mean, you know, that has, I've got to say. But the dry bit, you know, and I'm not a drinker, but just being out and about, it's so in your face and stuff.
Yeah.
And almost again last night at Lizzo, almost had a drink, but oh, no, stop.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So if you want to sponsor me, you can look out on the Dry July website and throw a few bucks. And it goes to a lot of charitable causes. So
that's great.
Not to me, but yeah, there you go. I'll keep it up. It's just a few days left of getting high every day.
I know. And then...
it's been arduous.
But quickly moving on, we've got our next story. Is our next one about brain chemistry, about mental health and...
Yeah, well, we'll quickly do this. This was just on the spin-off, actually yesterday, Wednesday. So brain chemistry, four stories of drug use and mental health in Aotearoa. And this is quite a good story. It's actually, you know, some sponsored content with The Level. And there's actually a lot of good tips in there. And one of the things they make out, well, they say, you know, cannabis being the most commonly consumed illicit drug. And amongst that, some people do kind of self-medicate. Well, they're using it for beneficial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, things like PTSD, insomnia being the number one reason for medical cannabis prescriptions here. Anxiety and depression, anorexia, ADHD. So these are all beneficial things, but there's also some downsides to it, or can be, to individuals. And things that people need to look out for, you know, just checking in on themselves before they go to use it. If they are using it for mental health reasons, or if they're on other mental health medications. Mm. So as I say, very good you know, article to read, and there's positive stories in there. So, you know, don't be put off that it's a story about mental health, you know. Get in there and have a read.
Yeah. And honestly, so many people do self-medicate. The more information out there, the better.
Exactly, yes. And the benefit being, one of the tips they say is, you know, talk to your doctor. And cannabis in particular, it's legal. So if you're using it to self-medicate, you can get that on a prescription.
Yeah.
And then get some actual tips from your doctor. And even me, when I get my medical cannabis on prescription, the doctors are always telling me things that even I don't know, that I find useful to know, you know, about it. So well worth doing. And that leads me to the next story then, and that is the Otago Uni student magazine Critic.
Ah, yes.
They interviewed Chloe Swarbrick this week. She talked about harm reduction, landlords, and still being the youngest in Parliament.
I thought,
bloody hell, is that true?
She's
29 now, still the youngest in this Parliament. As she says, a bit of a sad indictment on the Parliament and how representative it is.
Yeah.
But so, you know, bear that in mind. Mm. Selection coming up very soon. But one of the key things for me in this takeaway of this interview was that she reminded us to celebrate our victories. And for Chloe, you know, this was with her alcohol harm reduction bill, which did get voted out, but the government took on half of it.
Yeah.
So you've got to celebrate that side.
Yep.
The other half is going to happen. So I thought that was good to bear in mind. And I thought, well, in terms of cannabis, you know, it's easy to focus on the negatives. Oh, the cannabis referendum didn't pass, or, you know, da da da. But there's a lot of good things that did happen.
God, yeah. And I mean, I know it didn't pass, but I also know a lot of people, just through it being out there and the messaging being out there, like a lot of people kind of in my parents' generation, who just sort of changed their mind once they were actually presented with all the resources.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that has happened is we've got kind of this de facto decrim where all of sort of society is relaxed about it and it kind of is legal unless you're unlucky enough to get busted. And that's the downside, of course, is that side of it can be racist and biased and we've got to sort that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, having medical cannabis legal, having the arrests going from about 30,000 a year to 1,000, I mean, that's a huge reduction,
huge,
right?
Which is really huge.
Yeah, and all of those people, you know, that's benefiting for them, you know, apart from the people, as I say, that still getting busted. You've got this legal defence for patients undergoing palliation where they can access legal cannabis. You have licensed substance checking going on.
Mm.
You have licensed medical cannabis production going on here. Still not enough, and you know, not enough of it accessing or, you know, getting to patients, aside from this Kukuya Peak that we just rolled up.
Beautiful.
Being the sole New Zealand grown medical cannabis so far in the bud form. You know, and hemp foods, you know, hemp has sort of widened up, but not as much as it should. The ban on, you know, grow books and things is sort of being wound back. You know, so things are kind of happening. But it could, you know, all go badly in the election this year. Boy, but don't let it. That's what I'm saying to people. Don't let it. And that's probably about us. I'm going to chuck up on the daily blog where we put all our links and things to this. I'll chuck up some other bits and bobs that have happened this week in the news.
Thank you.
And otherwise, we've got substance checking next week at the hemp store, which is going to be great. And there's a medical cannabis expo happening at Hopetown Alpha 12 August. So we talked about that
a
last week with Abe.
A medical cannabis expo?
Yeah, this is the fundraiser for the medical for the cannabis museum that's going to open up at Hopetown Alpha on Beresford Street.
Fantastic.
They're doing an expo gala fundraiser on 12th of August, and tickets are now live on Cosmic Ticketing.
Okay.
So people can
Fantastic.
Go and see that. And yeah, that's going to be great. I'll see you there.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Chris. And we've had quite a few correct answers in
the
prize. So we're going to hop off. We're going to hop into a song. And me and Chris will be in touch with our lucky winner very shortly.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.